How are you today? Are you happy?
Amen.
Are you excited?
Amen.
I think after the concert that we had yesterday, there's no reason why we shouldn't be happy and we should be excited being here today.
Amen.
I think that was like we joined the heavenly choir. Amen. So let us rise to our feet. And first of all, like I always say, I would like, you know, just to sing a song and get in the spirit. So let's sing one song, Amazing Grace. It's always by the amazing grace of God that we are here today.
Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Amen. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you for your amazing grace, your love, giving us one more day to be living souls. And Father, we know as a living soul, we only have one purpose, and that purpose is to glorify you, Lord. We have to is to serve you, serve your purpose. And your purpose on earth, Father God, is to lift Christ up. And Father, we pray this morning that may help us, give us the wisdom, give us all what it takes to be that Christian that have the armor of light, to shine the light of the living God.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, we know that you are light, and in you there's no darkness.
Yes.
So, Father, we pray this morning, Father, help us, Lord. Lord, Father, there's any darkness in us. Father, take it away.
Amen.
Let us be great servants of yours. And, Father, we know, Lord, we are not just servant, but, Father, we are your friend.
Yes.
Lord, you call us friends. And, Lord, what a great joy to know that we are the friend of God. Oh, Lord, God, just give us in faith, Father. Oh, Lord, to stand for you. So this morning, help us to stand for you, Father. Oh, Lord, bless the service, Father. And, Lord, we thank you for the concert yesterday. And, Father, all what it did for us, Father, like we're in heavenly places, Father. We thank you that, Lord, may you bless the La Fontaine family. And may you continue, Father God, to increase them, Father God, make them successful in giving glory to your kingdom. We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we are going to continue with Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. And before I forget, let me give you the scripture reading for next Sunday. Like I said, this subject topic of the shepherd is one of those topics that when you get in, you cannot get out. You just keep going. But I'm not going to, I'm going to dwell on that. I may maybe time to time, if the Lord permit, I have to preach, I'll bring sort of the subject. But we are going to see the next compound name of Jehovah, a Jehovah Righteousness, Jehovah Tsekenu. And the scripture reading for that will be Jeremiah 23, verse 6. But please take time to read the whole before. So you always, when God characteristics identify, is it always identify due to some condition, due to some circumstances when God displays his characteristics. Amen?
Amen.
So today, we are going to read the book of St. John, okay? But the title, I know I was saying Jehovah Rohi, but the title of the message will be Hear the Voice of the Great Shepherd. Hear the Voice of the Great Shepherd. All right? Hear the Voice of the Great Shepherd. So I will read first. It's a long chapter, and it's all about sheep and shepherds. Okay, and those who have the Scofield, it's just a discourse on the good shepherd. So verily, verily, I say unto you, John chapter 10. Sorry, I thought I said it. I was in my own thing, right? Verily, St. John chapter 10, we start from verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. I want you to pay attention to that word. Hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Amen? And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. And again here, for they know his voice. And a stranger will then not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Amen. 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 This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. You see, before he just said the door man open, but now he's coming, begin breaking down. I am the door, amen, of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Amen. And shall go in and out and find pasture. You know what we are talking about? The shepherd to pasture and all those. You see how those words are coming. Okay? The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And I want you to also know that. But he that is a hireling, and I also want you to pay attention to the word hireling, because I'm going to talk about that, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. You may be seated. Amen. May the Lord ask a blessing to the reading of the word. I'll continue here. The hireling fleeth because he's a hireling and careth not for the sheep. First of all, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. Amen. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Amen. Never two. Amen. Amen. All right, so now let's go into the Hebrew. You can bring the light down. All right, so like I said, who were here last Wednesday? All right, so for people who are not here, so people are here last Wednesday, it will be a little bit of repetition, but don't worry, you get more. But people who are not here, so you see the shepherd there, the shepherd always watch intently the sheep. Their eyes are on them. Next slide, please. So next slide. Okay, here. So one thing that I wanted to bring here is that, no. So we saw this slide last time, so I'm not going to go back onto that, okay? So we saw that An extended translation of the word rohi, okay, we saw that raha can mean is on the parent root. And I show you, remember this, that in the old pictographic Hebrew, you have the head of a man and the eye. So that means man watching. So the shepherd, that's how a shepherd is called. But interestingly, an extended translation of the word raha could also mean brotherly love. It could also mean my love. It could mean friend, friendship, a companion, a consuming passion. So the shepherd, like I said, is not a distant ruler. Okay? So now, let me go to the last. We already saw the, let me go to the last. Interestingly, the word raha could also be used as evil. Double meaning. All right? In the sense of a consuming passion for something that is not of God. But you see, so when I saw that, I was wondering, I said, Lord, let me see what Brother Branham has said about this. And then Brother Branham talked about a hireling. Okay, I think Brother Branham was talking about a hireling, and I think I read that quote last time. He said, hireling, do not listen to them. They'll just lead you astray. And that's why Jesus here, you see, we talk about shepherd, shepherd, shepherd. Because this also can mean the other guy. But he said, that person is not a shepherd. Okay? If anybody who comes just say, I'm a shepherd, just use the same name, Rahab, but he's a hireling. You don't hear the voice. You don't hear his voice. But he said, my sheep will hear my voice. Now let's go to the next one. Next slide, please. Next slide, as you can see how I love this, the sheep, the shepherd, tend really to the sheep, especially. You see, the shepherd, you always see them, they watch it intently. And even when they have a flock, like I said, they have an individualized, customized relationship with every sheep. And I'm also, for the sake of time, I read a quote last time, that it's a shame for the shepherd to lose even one sheep. And sometimes when you begin to go astray, Brother Brown gave a story of a shepherd breaking the leg of the sheep to get me more attention, so I'm not going to read all that now. Next slide, please. Okay, and also we've gone through this. I will always keep it because of the way the word heart is written. It starts with a shepherd's staff, heart, and we've gone through all that, right? God in your heart. Let's go to the next slide, please. Okay, here, this one I'm going to start to the gathering the flock. Now, this here is taken from Deuteronomy, okay? Now, this word, the Lord spoke unto all your assembly in the mount of out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness with a great voice, all right? So this word voice is here. Called assembly. I should have put in real assembly here, kahal. All right, now let's move to the next one. This is where I want to really dwell. So we are going to talk about gathering of flocks. And you know, when I was studying this morning, I got to a point, I was praying, I said, Lord, I really want to retie this to the message. I was praying. I don't want to just do on the Hebrew part. I understand that. I understand all what God is doing, him be the great shepherd. And the Lord spoke to my heart, all right, in the end time, when the great prophet, God sent us a prophet, but it was a son of man revealing the son of man, the great shepherd. And now, if you remember before Brother Branham, I always say, but why Brother Branham would talk about this poem? Brother Branham talked about rounding out the cattle, and he talked about the cowboy meditation. But for us, maybe that may not mean nothing. But you see, God let the prophet do certain things in simplicity, and it will escape the mind, the very, you know, wise, like God always said, the mind that's the wise, God bypass, but to such as little babe that want to learn. So I always, when I hear the first seal for the first time, I always wonder, why? This, now we're talking about the opening of the seven seals. The seals from Daniel's time, God told Daniel, close the seal. Close the book, is sealed. Go, your people. People will come through and through, but to the end. And then we know that in Revelation 10:7, it said, but in the last days, all right? But when the seventh messenger should begin to sound, the mysteries of God should be finished. Amen? Amen? Amen. The voice. Remember now the voice. You see, I'm talking about, we're talking about a voice. And Jesus said the voice, 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 voice. Now you got to pay attention to those words. But you see, for us, because like I said, the English, if we choose word by convention, it may not mean a whole lot. But if you take the Hebrew, things are always related to God. So you see where they're coming from, how they're related to God, and so forth. Okay? But we're going to talk about that cowboy poem. Now I'm going to go back and read that cowboy poem again. We're going to talk about be cowboy like doggy and all that. When you read that, you say, well, what are we talking about? But God put it there. It was the gathering of the flock. That's what God was about to do with the seven seals. That's what God was about to do in the end time. It was the gathering of the flocks, the great shepherd. But you see, when Brother Brown read that, and he keeps moving, and then remember what Messi Brother Brown preached the first time? God revealed in simplicity. And when, go back and read that poem again. Amen? Brother Brown talking about the blood tag and all that big cowboys like doggy. When you read that, if you give this message to any Christian, I say, what does that have to do with Christianity? Talking about cowboy, about a big doggy and all that, right? But I go back and read it. So now we're going to talk about something very important, gathering the flock. Amen? That's all this entirement is about. That's why I say this subject, I may not get out, but we have to move on. This word here called Kal, that Kuf, and Lamed. You remember all those Lamed? I keep talking about shepherd staff. Very important. That's why I keep bringing it back. Now, Kal is a parent root formed by combining the picture of the sun setting, sun at the horizon. When does shepherd gather the flock? They don't gather them when the sun is about to set. They begin to gather, right? I tell you, sometimes you get to those Hebrew, they can get very deep. And I've been in many people who have been in Africa or different places. Sometimes you see sheep will come together, a lot of them, but they all know their shepherd. Yes. They're not going to miss. You can see, I think, when you were in Israel, you can see we saw those sheep on the one time where the Bedouins were seen. Their sheep will follow them. They can come here, go through like a marketplace, very busy marketplace. Amen? Take any other animal there, but this sheep, they'll just be following the shepherd. They'll go to a busy marketplace, all the car honey people do, those sheep, they'll follow. They'll follow the shepherd. So when Jesus is saying that, if you have ever seen that, you understand what Christ is talking about, the shepherd. They hear their voice. And they can go to a big field where many sheep will come to graze. But when the time comes, every sheep will know the shepherd. They're not going to miss. You wonder, but how come they don't miss? Amen? When I spent some of my teenage years with my grandma in the village, where they have all those issues over there, they leave compounds. And you see, this one have there, this one have there. But when the time comes of feeding, they know to go to who they belongs to. And nobody taught them. It's not like here you train your dog to know. No, nobody ever trained them. But God is something that God put in them as sheep. Amen? That's why God said we are sheep. Amen? So it's here, it's combined a picture of the sun at horizon, meaning you draw in, with the picture of a shepherd's staff. The combined meaning to draw to the shepherd's staff, Kal. Now, so Hebrew is a root language, and from this root here, we are beginning to form a lot of other words very important to the fact of the drawing. Amen? Now, here, call. Call is mean voice. All right? It's all the part of the scripture I'm showing. It's a child root, so that's a parent root. So from there we begin to form. It's a child root translated as voice. And it is the voice of the shepherd that calls the flock, amen, to be drawn towards his staff, the son of authority. You see? All right? Drawn to the authority. And that's the scripture, is, I think it's Deuteronomy 6. It seems to be Deuteronomy 6. Okay? Now, another word that was also there I pointed to, you call kahal. Kahal, so if you write it, so we still have the sun at the horizon, but this one here, it's really hard for you to say what it is, but you can see it is a man with a hand up. And they reprint this here that we saw when we saw the name of God. This is a part of the name of God, the hay. And a hay, I told you what it means, behold. Okay? This one here is a picture of the man with arms raised. Okay? Obviously, the ancient, as they go thousands of years, sometimes the picture has improved a little bit and things, but when I'm trying to go back to the region where they're using, so you have the sun setting, sun at the horizon, going to the horizon, a man, and then a shepherd staff. So kahal. Kahal is a picture of the sun at the horizon with a man with arms raised, and the staff, and the shepherd's staff. They combine meaning together a flock or group of people to the shepherd. Okay? And this is another child root meaning assemble. And that's what was used that day when God called all of them at the mountain and spoke to them with that voice. That's what the great shepherd. Amen? And child root meaning, this word is used throughout the Bible for assembly or congregation of Israel. The sheep who hear the voice of the shepherd, the Lord. All right? And if you remember, we read, I think, in Isaiah 40. Let's see if I can quickly get that in Isaiah. Was it Isaiah 41? We read last time. I can tell you we read it last time. If it's at Isaiah 40, is it 10? No, it's not that. It should be Psalm 80. I'm sorry, Psalm 80. But we read that last time as one of our scriptures, Psalm 80. Yeah, Psalm 80. Psalm 80, verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel. You see that? Shepherd, a shepherd of Israel. Thou that leadest Joseph like what? A flock. Thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth. So, in here, in Deuteronomy, that's when what God called them at a mountain and God spoke. And I think from there, God didn't speak. That's what the voice, all right? That voice that gathered. Amen? But now, bring all those things coming back to our time. But you see, things, we went through biblical history, and Brother Branham was talking about the voice, the thunder, the voice that gather, the voice of resurrection. But like I said, you know, many times those things pass by, we just hear them, but it was God, the history, the same thing that went before was begin to happen. And you see here, it was at the mountain. And Brother Brown was talking when he went to the mountain, Arizona, and the blast, the thunder, and all those things. God is acting the same way to show that he's still the same God. Amen. With us. And Brother Brown will dwell on those things. But you see, today, people who didn't hear that voice, their guns is a false prophet and all that. But you take that, begin to dissect the Bible, begin to understand, because we didn't understand it, okay? If you don't understand something, just be humble and pray that God reveals it to you.
Amen.
Don't turn and say, it's false. Amen?
Amen?
So you hear Jesus say, the sheep will hear my voice. None other they will follow. When you go back home, take time and read John. I'm not coming back to you next time, as we can spend a lot of time here. Read again the whole chapter on John 10 that we just read. Mm-hmm. But remember, pay attention to voice, hear, flock. That's what we are at the end time. Amen?
Amen.
It's a gathering of the flock. Like we just read. Amen?
Amen.
So, is there anything else? I think that's it, right? Okay, thank you. So, Kahal is a gathering of the flock. So now, let me quickly read here some quote for you. All of us, when we are sheep of God, will hear the voice. God puts something in us, and as you're growing up, and like I was saying here Wednesday, there's a vehicle. Like, for me to get here this morning, I have to use my car from home, put gas in and everything, right? But when I get here, I have to get out of my car and come here. That's the purpose. The car was just a vehicle to bring from point A to point B. So every one of us, God put in us his nature, a deep. Amen?
Amen?
The deep. And that's where the sheep, when the shepherd called with that voice, amen, that deep in you hears that and respond. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're the doctor or the smaller. It doesn't matter. To God, is in nature in you. Now, why am I, I forgot. I was so mad to myself. I forgot about the tithes and offering. Thank you. But why am I somebody, some are doctors, some nurses, different ones? Those are the vehicles that God used to bring you through life. If I didn't say I was going to do a PhD in civil engineering, I won't be here today. Amen?
Amen.
Now, then I do my PhD in civil engineering, that's a vehicle. Now I need to get out and go, what's my purpose? My purpose is to serve him. My purpose is today be here talking about him. My purpose in life is to be here today talking about his voice, gathering the flock for the end time.
Amen.
But God has to use my education, get me out of Africa where I was, give me a vehicle for me to get here. And that's what I was trying to tell young people. God has nothing against education if you put him first. If you realize that that's just a vehicle he's using, amen? You can see some children, I was explaining, they can go to competition, like speech competition, like would take mini speech competition, and they can be so great. It will say, wow, this child can really speak. But you see, it's something that God has put in him, and that thing should be nurtured. Maybe that person is an evangelist, is a preacher, is something that God is preparing.
Amen.
But as you're in a vehicle, before I get here, I have to still be in a vehicle, take the HOV lane, and all that, put gasoline and keep moving. I'm not in church yet. I cannot step in the middle of the highway and begin to say, praise the Lord, there's a prophet. This is a crazy guy. It's like one time we were coming from New York, we saw somebody on a Park Avenue, and he had like a stick, and he was doing this to the flower like he was directing a music. When you see that, I say, wow, there's something wrong with that person. If I stood in the middle of the highway and begin to talk to the car, praise the Lord, God is here to gather his flock. I say, wow, that guy, he lost it. Right? I have to reach here. So that child is going through school, he may not know it. All what he's doing, he went through school, he got an education, and now that he could be a nurse All right? That will attend to dying people. Amen? Hospice nurse or whatever. But God put that in you. But you got to understand that that is just a vehicle. Amen. Now, when you reach there, now you have to nurture, say, God, what is this gift for? I know my purpose is not to glorify the world. I know my purpose is not to serve the world, but my purpose in life is to serve you. Amen. Then what is this for? Amen. Amen? Amen? I didn't learn Hebrew just to go out and show up that I can speak Hebrew. When I realized that, I love languages naturally, but when I came to a point, I was learning Chinese, I learned different ones. But when I began to learn Hebrew, I realized, wait a minute, that thing that God put in you, well, not for you to just go and show off, I learn language, I'm good. No. Then I realized, before I was not going to learn to even write Hebrew, but I realized, no. It was, this is what, you're in a vehicle all the time, now step out of that vehicle now. And I begin to fulfill your purpose. If I come and I stay in my car and never get out, what's wrong with you with a child? You come to church and stay in your car all the time, you got to get out and fulfill the purpose. Amen?
Amen.
So here, quickly, let me go hear his voice. So remember that. So especially young boys and girls, going through school, different one, you just watch. Don't let the world take you, drag you out of the way, say, oh, I'm going to be a great musician for the world. I'm going to be a great speech. I'm going to be in politics. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be a great mathematician. I'm going to do this. Remember, that purpose must serve God's purpose.
Amen.
As you go through, do your best. You can get your A's and get everything. You can get all your A's and then get them because God wants you to be the best also.
Amen.
God bless Solomon. He said, because you didn't ask for the blood, there's not going to be anybody in front of you. And when you hear La Fontaine yesterday when the children are serving, had in first place here, first place, but I put God first. God, we also put you out there.
Amen.
But you have to put him first. You give him all, and he give all back to you.
Amen.
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 So here, Brother Brown said, hear his voice. Brother Brown said here, yes, that's the reason Moses knew this voice and has spoke to him. Was a word voice. He knew that God had told Abraham, your seed shall sojourn for 400 years, but I will deliver them. And he knew the 400 years was up and he was called to do it. Men and women, God promised in these last days that he poured out the Holy Spirit upon all flesh. He promised he would send the baptism of the Holy Ghost and he would call a bride without a spot or a wrinkle. He promised to do it. He will do it. Don't listen to these hireling shepherds. There I go. I say, wow. You see, I told you that can be used. Shepherds going around, calling themselves shepherds. And there's another place that we read where God said, I think when we read Jeremiah, when it begins with Jehovah, Sikenu, where they say, oh, this shepherd, they have feet away from God. They're feeding the people away from God. You see, but they're still shepherds, but they are not calling to the great shepherd.
Right.
Amen? But Abraham said, don't listen to these hireling shepherds. They will lead you astray. The Holy Spirit is a shepherd to feed you sheep food from this world. It always comes by the shepherd. He's our shepherd. Listen to him. You are the sheep of his fold. If you are, you hear his voice. Not what somebody else says. You hear what he says. A strange voice you know nothing about. You see, those things that Brother Brown was throwing there, they're so important. So when you go back to the Old Testament, begin to look how God does things, God making the prophets say things, and many times you guys see, we sit and listen to the message, we think that, Bro Abraham is just saying things, and that's why the end time now, people say, oh, there's a false prophet. Oh, there's nothing to it. Oh, there's nothing to that. But this was a son of man revealing the son of man at the end time for the gathering of the flock. Like I said, when you go back, read that poem again in the seventh seal where Bro Abraham was talking about the rounding up of the flock. Amen?
Amen.
Now, Brother Abraham said here, okay, and it's sometime, okay, no, let me read this one before I go to, Brother Abraham said, and one of the startling things in closing, I might say this, many things I have learned in studying of sheep, But I seen a shepherd, a herding also in the field, and he got some goats, and he had some camels, and he had some mules, and he had sheep. Well, I said, I suppose the shepherd mean just a herder. Said, yes, he could just herd anything. He said, but Brother Branham, it will be amazing for you to watch now when nighttime goes to coming. You remember the sunset I was showing you? I said, when you get something like this, you see the prophet begin to come in, and you go by and read this, that can make you so excited. I can come here so that I lose all my feelings. I'm so excited with it all myself. I didn't remember I didn't tell you John 10. Amen? You see, Brother Bram said, you go to watching when nighttime goes to coming, when the sun is at a setting, that kahal. All right? The rounding up. You remember the sun setting? But like I said, we have our alphabet don't really mean the whole lot. But God give us grace to understand. He sent the 21st century prophet to go back to show us that Jehovah of the Old Testament, who did all that, is Jesus Christ of the New Testament. And his blood is what washes you and give you entrance by that door. Amen? All right, let me quickly read so I can get excited here, all right? Okay, all right. He said here, you go to watch when nighttime goes to come in. Said, it's true. They all feed in the same pasture. They feed upon the same texture of grass. That's right. But he said, you know what? When nighttime comes, the shepherd goes to calling in the evening. You get to say that, right? You get to in the evening. Now listen here. Oh my goodness, what I saw. It's only the sheep that looks okay, that's took into the barn for the night. Oh my God. Don't it make you feel good? When that voice goes out, there's something in you. When the nighttime comes, today you are out the world and all that, all these things are going on around you. But there's something in you that when that shepherd, when he calls, there's just something to draw at nighttime, when the sun begins to go down. When the time to draw into the great shepherd is you hear it. Amen? Amen. All right? All right. The shepherd go to calling in the evening. It's only the sheep that took into the barn for the night. I thought, oh God, I want to be a sheep. Amen. That's a prophet. Oh God, I want to be a sheep. I just don't want to enjoy blessings and eat the texture there. You see, you have the goat, the camel, and everything, they're all enjoying the pasture. All enjoying it, right? But at night, when the sun begins to set, when that voice goes out, who heard it? The sheep. And they took into the barn. But I said, oh God, I want to be a sheep. I don't just want to be there and enjoy, amen, the texture. Amen, there. I want to be a sheep. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. To know him is have life. Not to know your catechism. That's not life. Not to know the doxology. Not to know the Apostles' Creed. It's not life. Not to know the Bible. Not to know the Bible is life, as good as it may be. But to know him is life. Amen. You see all people pack Bible. I know the Bible in and out. I learn all the Hebrew. What good would it do to me if I come here and know all this Hebrew, I don't know him? What, I know all this Hebrew, I know all the Greek and all that, but I can not hear that voice. It means nothing. Amen? And brother, and it's only those that when evening time begins to set, oh man, I tell you, you feel like, brother said when in the wood, he feel like just running around the tree and crying and singing. When you hear that, you feel like, oh God, I just want to run around the house and pray, go down. Like this morning when I got this, I was in my office, I run up to my wife, I said, oh honey, you don't know. God just had just arrested, I didn't know where I'm going with this, and God had just put something in my heart, gathering of the flocks. Amen. In the evening, the sun begin to set. Amen? Amen. That, when evening time begin to set, and the sun of our life begin to go down. I want to hear across the mountain yonder, Amen? That separate between me and glory. I want to hear the shepherd voice call. Oh my God. Do you see that? That makes you excited. I want to hear the shepherd voice call. Say, Brother Branham, it was well done. My good and faithful servant. I trust that's to all of you the same way. And if you don't know him tonight, let's know him now. And I say, if you don't know him this morning, let's know him now.
Amen.
Now is the time to know him while we pray. We have our heads bow, our heart bow, also in his presence, knowing the great King Shepherd is here now. Let us pray. Maybe next time I may bring a few things more I have before we continue. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for sending in this end time a prophet, William Branham, to open up the word to your children. Father, how would I have been able to understand anything, even all the Hebrew that I know? It would just be dead letters. But Father, you send your word in the interim to quicken that word to our hearts. Amen. And Father, as you're gathering your flock, we pray this morning, we all here want to be sheep. Amen. We want to hear the voice of the shepherd when he calls. Amen. Father, help us. We need you. Thou the great shepherd. Only you can help us. Send your Holy Spirit, Father.
Yes, sir.
Fill us this morning. Refill us, Father. Refill us again and again. And there's anybody in here today who does not know you, who cannot hear that voice, Lord, I pray with all my heart that, Father, may you help that person. May you help that child. May you help that sheep. Maybe it's falling off of the cliff. That sheep that is going. Father, and you say something, I may take you breaking that sheep leg to begin to hear your voice. Lord, whatever it takes, may you help that sheep today that they can hear your voice calling to the sheepfold. Father, we know that this is the evening time. This is the evening message. You have already sent the evening messenger calling. This is the time to get into the barn, oh God. Father, forgive us of our sins. Help us to forgive each other. Help us to love one another. Help us, Father God, oh God, to be in harmony with you. Help us to be in friendship with you.
Yes,
oh Lord, we commit all to your hands, Lord. We pray I may bless the service coming. Bless Brother Paul LaFontaine, anoint him mightily to bring the word.
Amen.
And we thank you for them coming, Father, and singing your praises. We pray that I may bless the entire family. Bless the church. Bless everyone. Bless, oh God, everyone, all the laity, the ministers, the officers, and everyone. Bless us. And Lord, may we just have great joy and hear the voice of the shepherd. We commit all to your hands, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.